Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting 5th. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bess, and towards Suter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Hockett moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Keltner scores. Heath moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Krivic moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desodals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodals is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodals hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Hockett reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Hockett scores. Heath moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to second. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. Desodles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Suter out. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0 for 1 in the game. Bess hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards third. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Mills moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack is walked intentionally. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mills scores. Fleming moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bess hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Siebert trying to get to home. Heath throws the ball into Desodles, who tags Siebert, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wagner moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 4 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Wagner to Suter and they have Boudreau trapped. The throw over to Siebert, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Heath moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Heath moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bess hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.